Software, BGE, mobile for a short ride. How are you?
KQ4BGE, this is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. Oh, just got out of a 2-hour wait in the doctor's office for waiting for the wife to get her eyes checked, which after a while gets to be a little old, but I'm glad she got them checked. And we're headed home in this wonderful 92-degree oven this afternoon. How's your day?
All right today. I hope all went well at the doctor's office. And, yeah, I know what you mean. I've had to go to a slew of doctor's appointments myself, and the wait is just sometimes just a pain in the butt. And, you know, doing good. We got a good bit of rain last night, so cannot complain a bit. I know the tomatoes and cucumbers are loving it. But, yeah, name's Donnie here.
Donnie, yes, we got cucumbers and tomatoes, and some of the tomatoes were actually getting sunburned, and had to pick them early. But it's been a little bit overboard lately on the sunshine. You know, I know it's July 2nd, I guess. I'm retired or retarded, a little of both, so I don't care. I just know that it's what is it today? Wednesday. Yeah. But it's actually Sunday every day for us.
That, Roger that. Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, I lived in North Carolina, and moving down here, it was only a couple of degrees hotter, but it feels a lot more than just a couple of degrees. And I was talking with my mom. She was growing some tomatoes and stuff, and I said, I feel like I have to water mine almost 3 or 4 times a day because of the heat that's, you know, and finally we got this rain. I said, it's funny, I'll water them, you know, about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and by like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the cucumbers look horrible. I said, I got to get out there and give them a small drink so they can make it to the evening. Roger?
N0TR mobile. That's true, Donnie. We don't do that, and probably should, but it rained. I have a weather station at home, and it rained 1 inch at our place, but brother, did it come down. Now, how long did that take, Bernice? About half an hour? It wasn't very long. And more, she was coming down, and the winds in Greenville yesterday, according to the news on WYFF4, were 50-mile-an-hour winds. We only got 17-mile-an-hour winds, according to my weather station. But it was pretty breezy out there. And we just plant a small garden just for the fun of it. And it's been doing pretty good. Got some nice-looking tomatoes coming on. But there's not much shade where the tomatoes are. Bernice's got strawberries and she's got raspberries. And they've been doing real good this year so far. They can keep the weeds out of the dang things.
That, I'm glad to hear it's doing well. Yeah, that's something I was going to ask you, since you have tomatoes. Does it seem like it's taking a while for them to ripen? Because I've got one plant, probably got 7, maybe 8 tomatoes on it. And it did have about 11 or 12, but 3 of them started turning, you know, ripe. So I went ahead and picked them, but the others seem like they're taking forever.
I have to agree with that. I had a friend back up in Kansas when we lived there, and he was, an expert at tomatoes, and he sold them. Actually, out of their house. His mother was very elderly, and so she'd sell the tomatoes, and he'd raise them. But he kept track of all the different breeds and things like that, and he just was an expert. And he told me one time, he said, Tom, when those tomatoes start to turn yellow, I guess you would say, he says, you can go ahead and pick them. And he did. And he had drawers full of tomatoes. And he'd take them and put them in those drawers out in his radio shack, and they'd go ahead and ripen up. He says, once they start to turn, the plant shuts off all nutrients and stuff going to them after they start to turn, and they'll go ahead and ripen up just as good as gold if you go ahead and pick them. And you know, over the years, we've done that at times when they start to burn up or that, we'll get them off of there. And he's absolutely right.
Well, definitely take that advice put it to use. You know, when I was younger, if I would have been a little bit smarter, I would have listened to my grandparents while they tried to teach me this stuff instead of being so hard-headed. And now I'm trying to learn it on my own. Now, this year's been the best I've had with growing any plants, so I can't complain too much, but... yeah, I'll definitely take that advice and put it to use. I appreciate that, because I love tomatoes, especially a good tomato sandwich. Man, you can't beat them, especially on a hot summer day like today. KQ4, BGE.
You used to make those on the farm, didn't you?
Yeah.
And mayonnaise and tomatoes. They was poor folks, but she growed up good. We've been married 57 years, Donnie, and... took her off the farm when I was 19, and she was 18, and I was headed to Vietnam, and loving her ever since. But her mom was a good farmer now. But we always thought that you're supposed to leave them on the vine, because they vine ripens. Well, according to KB0NRG, who's passed away now, I mean, that man, he kept computerized records of how much each plant generated in fruit each year. And at the same time, I think he liked those whoppers. What is it? Park whoppers. He preferred those a lot. We like the celebrity and the, what's that other one? The beefsteak, isn't it? And the beefsteaks. I like the big boys, but they got a big core in them. But Donnie, we've arrived home. We got to dump some stuff off and get on the road again. So I'll let you go. Been nice visiting with you. The pleasure's all mine. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final.
Let me go ahead and just say on behalf of my family and me, we thank you for your service and all that served with you and all that's gone before you and after you. So thank you so much for serving for our country. Because of you, we get to have the freedoms that we have. My kids get to grow up in a free country, and I greatly appreciate that. And that's wild to keep that kind of a meticulous record, but I bet his harvest was a good one. But anyways, y'all have a wonderful and safe day and wonderful and safe 4th of July. And again, thank you again for your service. N0TR, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, saying 73s and a big thank you.
Thank you, Donnie. I wasn't no hero, but I had a nice airplane to fly in. But I appreciate what you said, and I'm sure all the other veterans on here listening do too. 73s, this is N0TR. And I'm glad not to be speaking German or Russian. Although my daughter can speak fluent German. 73s, N0TR clip.